Not many people wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning to go out on Lake Superior, except maybe a few dedicated fishermen. But for Captain Scott Hulse, it's just another day at the office. Still, Hulse says it's not easy to coax the crew out of bed.
I have two crew members that come over and take care of the boat and get it all ready to go. They're not quite here yet.
Hulse and his crew work for the Department of Natural Resources in Bayfield. During the summer, the crew monitors the fish population for the Lake Superior Fisheries Program. Their research vessel is a 60-year-old boat called the Hack Noise. Hulse says they have their own nickname for her.
The Hack. Because those people yak on it. When it gets rough, she really rolls.
5 days a week and sometimes 12 hours a day, the Hack Noise crew carries out a number of duties. Hulse says the most important job is to check and set nets around the lake.
What we do is we set a gang of nets that goes from inch and a half stretch mesh, which is very small, and you can smell and small herring in it, all the way up to 7 inch, which gets very large fish, sturgeon, big lake trout, stuff like that. These nets have been set in the same place, only way you can really watch trends on the fish population.
Lake Superior fisheries biologist and crew member Mike Sider says they look for many things in their research.
The simple things we can collect are things like length or what sex the fish is. And you can start just from that basic information, kind of get an idea of what the size structure of the population is.
The first couple hours on the boat are usually spent rubbing the sleep out of their eyes. Hulse says it won't be very long before they get to where they're headed.
Around Gull Island, and this is the gang we're going to live.
When they reach the nets, crew members head below to set up equipment to collect the fish. The netting is dragged up mechanically, and with it, the catch of the day. The net brings up 81 fish, and 10 of these fish show markings of lamprey attacks. Lamprey accounted for a dramatic decrease in the fish population when they first came to the Great Lakes. Sider says they're now seeing lake trout and other fish make a comeback in the area. Still, they keep an eye on the lamprey.
There's a rating system for these. If they're fresh, then they get either 1, 2, or 3, and then if it's completely healed up, it's a 4. And also, it's either A or B. If it's A, the lamprey actually broke the skin and is actually rasping and then feeding on the fish. If it was sucked down but didn't break didn't go into the musculature, then it's a B.
Hulse knows their research is important and work on the Hack is never boring.
All the regulations that are set on fishing basically come from biology like this. Working on this lake, you're always in awe. Seen everything, and all of a sudden something else happens, whether it's ice formations out here, or weather, or sunrises, or sunsets, or amount of fish, or size of fish. It's always different, so it's always an educational experience. That's what I love most about it.
Crew member Randy Bessonen says it's not all roses, but it's worth it.
Driving 50 miles a day, getting up at 3:30 in the morning, not too good. Sometimes putting up with high seas at 10 to 15 foot waves, not too good. Working on something you really like with a great bunch of people, priceless.
In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.